KJAN Sports.
And good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is being brought to you here this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Starting off with high school basketball last night, games we had for you here on the radio. In our first game of the evening, the Audubon Wheelers girls basketball team picked up their second win of the season with a 61-33 victory over Boyer Valley. Audubon blew the game open with a terrific third quarter. The Wheelers led by just 6 at halftime, but turned that into a 19-point lead by the end of the third. J.C. Christensen led the way with 11 of her 18 points in that quarter. After the game, she said the Wheelers just talked about turning up the defensive pressure at halftime.
At halftime, we focused on defensive, and that really helped us get into the offensive mode. You know, everything comes from playing defense first so we can get offensive looks, and that's pretty important to us, yeah.
Christensen was double-teamed a lot on the block early in the game, but as the defensive pressure ramped up, that gave her some more room to be effective in the third quarter.
They were double-teaming me a little bit, and we just made a few changes and recognized who else was open and moved the ball more, and that helped us.
Aaliyah Hermanson was also big for Audubon. She dropped in 15 of her game-high 22 points in the second half to help the Wheelers improve to 2-4. Audubon right back at it tonight as they play host to Logan Magnolia in WIC play. Boyer Valley was led by 9 points from Talia Burkhart, 8 from Kylie Peterson. Bulldogs fall to 1-6. They travel to Coon Rapids Bayard tonight. Other girls basketball scores last night, it was Clarinda topping Bedford 54-36. In games featuring Western Iowa Conference teams, Logan Magnolia beat Fremont Mills 32-21, Riverside a 41-36 winner over Maple Valley, Anthon Odo, Charter Oak Ute. Pride of Iowa play, East Union 38-33 over Moravia, Lennox beat Murray 62-16, Mount Air a 60-42 winner over Wayne, and Nottoway Valley beat Martinsdale St. Mary 65-32. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Cam a 53-46 winner over Woodbine, Glidden-Ralston beat ACGC 59-48, and Westwood an 84-49 winner over Arweva. In other scores, Abe Lincoln picked up a 60-29 win over Sioux City West, and Parkview Christian beat Heartland Christian 54-13. In boys basketball, the second half of our doubleheader saw the Audubon Wheelers hold Boyer Valley to just 10 first-half points and grab a 53-42 win for their first win of the season. It was a tough offensive night for both teams, but the Wheelers used a strong defensive performance to gain the edge. Audubon led 9-6 at the end of the first quarter, pulled away to a 26-10 lead at halftime, and mostly held at least a 10-point lead the rest of the way. The Wheelers forced a number of turnovers that turned into Bulldog fouls and transition scoring chances. Wheelers head coach Coleman Mullinex thought that the effort was great from his team.
One thing that I am thankful for is I never have to question this team's effort. They play extremely hard every game, and like you mentioned, play with a lot of intensity, play well on the defensive end. I think that, you know, that playing with intensity kind of leads to being a quality defender, being locked in, being willing to work on that end of the court. And yeah, I thought on the defensive end of the court, we did a really good job tonight.
Boyer Valley leading scorer Gavin Reinecke was held to just 5 points on the night, all of those coming in the first quarter. Coach Mullinex was proud of his team's ability to make shots difficult for the Bulldogs all night.
It's always easy to look at a box score and say, and you'll look at it and say, oh, Boyer Valley just had a tough shooting night, right? Well, I would like to give Gavin Smith a ton of credit where he guarded, their top guy who was like 5 of 12 from 3 against Woodbine on Tuesday. And I know he didn't get near those attempts up tonight. Gavin did a really good job on him. They got some good athletes. Joel did a great job. Ethan did a great job. Like, our guys really kept people in front, and I thought we played great defensively.
Jackson Dice was a bright spot offensively with 18 points to lead the Wheelers to the win. He connected on 3 threes in the first half. Gavin Smith also with a nice night slashing to the basket and finished with 16 points. Wheelers got that first win and are now 1-5 overall. They'll host Logan Magnolia tonight. Boyer Valley was led by Drew Volkman with 11 points, Jaden Tanike with 9. The Bulldogs suffered their first loss of the season. They're now 5-1. They'll travel to face Rolling Valley foe Coon Rapids Bayard here tonight. In other boys basketball scores, it was Clarinda beating Bedford 43-24. And another Western Iowa Conference team in action, Logan Magnolia beat Fremont Mills 74-38. Rolling Valley play, Arweva 49-39 winner over Westwood. ACGC beat Glidden-Ralston 79-61. And Woodbine a 62-50 winner over Cam. Pride of Iowa play, Martinsdale St. Mary 63-54 over Nottoway Valley. Mount Air beat Wayne 52-37. Murray a 54-48 winner over Lennox. And also in other scores, Parkview Christian beat Heartland Christian 78-35. We'll have more high school basketball coming your way tonight. Atlantic on the road to take on Lewis Central for a varsity double dip. We'll have that for you here tonight on the radio and online and on KJN-TV. High school wrestling last night, it was Atlantic Cam competing over at Lewis Central, and the Trojans picked up a couple dual wins, 54-17 over Lewis Central and 54-22 over Kemper Catholic. Lewis Central, a 59-24 winner over Kemper. At Denison, AHSTW, a three-time winner as they topped Denison, Schleswig, Red Oak, and St. Albert. Red Oak picked up wins over Denison, Schleswig, and St. Albert, and then St. Albert topping Denison, Schleswig. At Griswold last night, it was East Mills 48-27 over Southwest Iowa, and they also beat East Atchison, Missouri 42-30. At Harlan, a 34-32 winner over Clarinda, 66-6 over Shenandoah, and then Clarinda topped Shenandoah 48-6. At Lamar's, it was Lamar's over TJ 66-6, and Sioux City North topped TJ 60-6. Sergeant Bluff Luton, they picked up a 54-12 win over Abe Lincoln. And then Abe Lincoln defeated Sioux City West. And at Wayne, Nottoway Valley picked up three dual wins as they topped East Union, Mount Air, and Wayne. East Union a winner over Wayne and Mount Air, and then Mount Air beating Wayne there as part of that action. That's a look at your high school wrestling scoreboard. In high school boys swimming, the Atlantic boys swimming team competed at Carroll Thursday night. The Trojans had two winners on the evening. Alex Sampson won the 50 freestyle. Brian York, a winner in the 500 freestyle. And other highlights for Atlantic included Brian York finishing third in the 200 freestyle. Braden Atkinson was second in the 200 individual medley. Also in the 100 freestyle event, Alex Sampson taking a third place finish. Braden Atkinson was fourth. And the 200 freestyle relay went third for Atlantic. And also in the 400 freestyle relay, it was Atlantic taking second place there. So let's look at some of your results from Atlantic boys swimming. In college basketball, things don't get any easier for the Iowa State men's basketball team tonight. They visit 8th-ranked West Virginia. The Cyclones have lost three straight, coming off a home loss to Kansas State in their Big 12 opener. Junior guard Regier Bolton.
You know, he's got to come together, the team, and keep fighting. You can't dwell on the past. You know, we can't change what happened these last three games. So we got to move forward. We got to look forward, and, you know, we got to be different. Can't keep being the same.
Iowa State coach Steve Prohm is looking for ways to get things turned around after a 1-3 start.
I mean, I think number one is just, you know, figuring out how to sustain or put together a consistent 40 minutes on the defensive end. So we got to get better in that area, and then we got to continue to take care of the ball and work on just, you know, shot selection and ball movement.
West Virginia enters Big 12 play with a record of 6-1. Winners of three straight, the Iowa State women open their Big 12 home schedule tonight by hosting Kansas State. The Cyclones open the league race with a win at TCU.
Obviously, this is a year that, you know, every game you can get in this league is a good one. And the uniqueness of playing two conference games prior to Christmas, you know you're playing everyone twice. So to lose a home game or to win a road game, those things start to add up.
That's Iowa State coach Bill Finley. The Big 12 opener for the Wildcats, who are 5-2, will be tonight. With the Christmas break coming up, Finley says the goal for the Cyclones is to just finish strong. The third-ranked Iowa basketball team faces its toughest challenge to date when the Hawkeyes play top-ranked Gonzaga tomorrow in Sioux Falls. It features two of the highest-scoring teams in the country. Iowa averages just over 100 points per game, while the Zags are averaging 93. Iowa senior guard Jordan Bohannon.
So there's a lot of similarities between our teams, and a lot of experience between the both of us. So I think it's definitely going to be a little sneak peek of what a Final Four national championship game could look like between us two, and hopefully we play up to our potential.
Bohannon says it gives the Hawkeyes a chance to build their national resume. He says a key will be limiting turnovers and Gonzaga layups. Iowa senior center Luca Garza says both teams use similar styles, and he talked about the opportunity to play the nation's top-ranked team.
It means the world. You know, it's what you dream about when you were a kid, you know, working out, and it's what, you know, I've worked towards my whole career, and I'm going to continue to work to get in these type of moments for the rest of my life.
With the Big Ten race on the horizon, Garza says this will be a good test for the Hawkeyes.
You know, we're looking at it as an opportunity to get better, an opportunity to improve, and that's how we look at every single game. You know, we treat every game the same way. You know, the next game on your schedule is the most important game, so, you know, we're just keeping it like that. You know, we know this is an opportunity to improve against a really good team, and that's all we're looking at.
And that game will be a 10 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock tip coming up here tomorrow here on the Hawkeye Radio Network. And in a football note, Iowa State swept the Big 12's top individual football awards as determined by a vote of the league coaches. Running back Breece Hall was named the conference's offensive player of the year. Junior linebacker Mike Rose was the top defensive player. Iowa State's Matt Campbell named the league's coach of the year in the All-Big 12 selections, the third time in the past 5 years he's received that honor. The Cyclones play five-time defending Big 12 champion Oklahoma in the conference championship game on Saturday for an 11 o'clock kick. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.